Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the number 603-283-6160. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we got to talk about pandemic fatigue. Captain will be telling us about what that is. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Beagles Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
I can tell you, I was fatigued by all of the nonsense within the first week.
Yeah.
You know, right away, basically.
Yeah, it doesn't, that's not what they mean by this particular term. They don't mean that you're sick of all the crap.
Although, that's not what they mean.
It's so where I was after the 14 days to flatten the curve.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
We did go pretty quickly, though, from 14 days to flatten the curve to, you know, three jabs or no job.
Oh, did I say days?
Yeah.
Speaking of the jabs or no job thing, that's what I wanted to start with here tonight. The Supreme Court, according to the various different news media, this one AP, has now rejected an emergency appeal from healthcare workers in the state of Maine to block a vaccine mandate that went into effect on Friday. So you guys might have heard that healthcare workers in Maine were told by the government, so it was a government mandate that said, if you work in healthcare, you have to have the vaccine. Doesn't matter what your corporation or your boss or whatever, it doesn't matter what they say, you have to have the vaccine in the state of Maine. And some of these folks, they went to court. They said, well, it's our body. We should be able to do what we want. In fact, we have a religious objection to this, a religious exemption to this. But the state of Maine does not acknowledge religious exemptions. And so now that came before the Supreme Court. And guess what happened?
I'm going to guess authoritarianism.
Yes, the Supreme Court has rejected the emergency appeal from the healthcare workers. They are saying, sorry, if you don't have, you know, even if you have a religion, if you have an exemption, it does not apply in the state of Maine because, well, the government said so. And this is a pandemic.
You mean the government chose not to willingly limit its own power?
And it also,
shocking.
Yeah, and also ignore, you know, that First Amendment that does say that there's the freedom of religion here in the United States. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Then review it if you like.
Well, when I said freedom of religion, I meant, you know, whatever I decide on a moment-by-moment basis, that means.
Right. Well, it means, apparently, that you can still believe whatever religion you want to. You just can't exercise your beliefs in any meaningful sense. So the conservative justices on the panel noted, three of them noted their dissents. The state is not offering a religious exemption to hospital and nursing home workers who risk losing their jobs if they're not vaccinated. So far, only New York and Rhode Island also have vaccine mandates that also lack religious exemptions for healthcare workers. And both are the subject of court fights. On Friday, an appeals court panel upheld New York State's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, rejecting arguments by lawyers for the doctors, nurses, and other professionals that it did not adequately protect those with religious objections. And just as is typical in emergency appeals, the Supreme Court did not explain its action, because why should they have to? They're in charge.
They're wearing the robes. I mean, isn't that enough?
But Justice Gorsuch said in a dissent for himself and two fellow conservatives that he would have agreed to the healthcare workers' request. He wrote that, again, this is the guy who's in the minority. He said, where many other states have adopted religious exemptions, Maine has charted a different course. There, healthcare workers who have served on the front line of a pandemic for the last 18 months are now being fired and their practices shuttered, all for adhering to their constitutionally protected religious beliefs. Their plight is worthy of our attention. Two other justices joined him, Thomas and Alito, but at didn't matter because they're in the minority. So
amazing, amazing what it takes to go from hero to villain, doesn't it? I mean, these were our frontline workers. These were heroes. Mm-hmm. until they decided, no, that's too experimental, I'm not doing that. Or I have a religious exemption, you know, for example, to injecting baby fetus parts into myself.
Yeah, how could these medically educated people break from what the government is saying?
Meducated?
Yeah. They went to college, too, but apparently they learned the wrong things about, you know, making their own decisions and looking at the evidence for themselves and, you know, figuring that science is always questioning itself. No, 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 they didn't learn the right things, which the right thing is apparently you just do what the CDC says and you don't question it.
And this is what people can't seem to get through their heads, is education does not make you wise.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. In fact, it seems to do the opposite. We were talking about a poll here in the state of New Hampshire, over 1,300 voters, where the more, quote, educated you were, the more college that you'd been through, the less likely you were to see the country as being on the wrong track. So people who are going to graduate school were less likely than those who never graduated from high school.
I know plenty of college-educated idiots.
Mm-hmm. Coney Barrett, another justice there, noted in a short statement agreeing with the court's decision not to intervene, the justices were being asked to, quote, grant extraordinary relief in a case that is the first of its kind. And the legal team that sued to stop the mandate vowed to return to the Supreme Court to press for a full review on the merits. This case is far from over, said Matt Staver, the founder and chair of the Liberty Council. And, you know, I can appreciate that these people think that they're going to find some sort of justice in this system, that this is the only solution that they can see. Like, there's tyranny happening everywhere. People are being told what their religion has to be. They are, you know, ignoring their clear religious freedoms, their bodily freedoms, their own autonomy. All of these things are being ignored. People are basically being threatened with the loss of their livelihood unless they put an experimental medication in their body. And, you know, these government bureaucrats, these government bureaucrats are not going to save you on this. I'm sorry. A full review is not going to, you know, make things any different. I have no belief that the Supreme Court, which historically has backed up the state, it's their job to back the government. Only on occasion will they push back. And, oh, well, no, the government's gone too far on this. But, you know, for every one step forward, there's 10 steps backwards from the Supreme Court, and, you know, I mean, like, forward to liberty. Well, and they don't care.
And let's assume hypothetically that they're right, that this does continue, and that they even get, you know, some semblance of justice. Mm-hmm. How long is that going to take? And how long are these people going to be either out of a work,
right,
or exposed to a potentially lethal or life-alteringly harmful experimental injection?
Good question. The deadline was yesterday for them to get the vaccine, so technically they're out of a job starting now.
So, I mean, this is one of those situations where the process is the punishment. So even if you get, you know, quote-unquote justice later on down the road, by the time you get there, you've already been punished for your disagreeing with the status quo, with what the people in power have said that you need to believe.
The Democratic governor of Maine, Janet Mills, said she was gratified that the mandate was upheld, saying it's imperative for hospitals to, quote, take every precaution to protect their workers and patients against this deadly virus, deadly to the point of 0.02%.
So ridiculous. If you just step back and look at the grandioseness and the, what are we, 2 years into the thing now, you know, and take a look at it and go, well, still like only 99% of the people are going to recover and be just fine.
Yeah. How about protecting them from this deadly injection? Which, if you look at the admittedly incomplete numbers of theirs,
yeah,
like, more lethal than every vaccine since, like, 1990?
Combined?
Combined, yeah.
Yeah. And get ready
not each of them, all of them combined.
Get ready for this. There's propaganda coming out now saying things like, well, children have strokes, too. As if to prepare the public for,
oh, what's going to happen to the kids? Because now the FDA has approved vaccines for children 5 to 11.
Yeah.
That's coming next. Quote, this rule protects us more from the governor of Maine. This rule protects healthcare workers, their patients, and the stability of our healthcare system in the face of this dangerous virus.
I'm sorry, a rule never protected anybody. just writing words down on a piece of paper and calling it a rule has never protected anybody.
Just as vaccination defeated smallpox and vaccination defeated polio, vaccination is the way to defeat COVID-19. But it's not. I mean, even the mainstream media reports admit, just the other day, there was another one that came out that said those who are vaccinated are just as likely to spread COVID-19 Delta variant to people within their homes as people who are unvaccinated.
I had a list.
Where's your doublethink, mister?
I had a list of like 22 different studies that all came to that conclusion.
We got more coming up here. You can join us at number 603-283-6160. This isn't the only case that the Supreme Court has ruled in the favor of vaccine mandates and things like that. So there's no reason to think they're going to reverse their position at all. They're laying the groundwork for even more medical tyranny.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
you're invited if you want to join us here on the radio. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It is time, if you have not yet, learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. You ought to get on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and there will be video content for you to watch. You can watch, if you're in a hurry, just one of them. Just watch the first one, get you the basic concepts down. It is not complex to understand the basics, but you can dig into the details if you want to. This is a topic that you can just dig and dig and dig. And there are more than one video there in case you have more time and you find the inclination. But get on over there to Bitcoin.com. This is a technology that is going to be with us for a very, very long time, I suspect. Whether or not Bitcoin itself ends up on the top of the heap as it currently is, that remains to be seen. It's currently there, and it's ensconced pretty good, but, you know, many kings of many hills.
Pro tip to dethroned. To the novices who hear the word cryptocurrency or Bitcoin Cash and all the others, you know, blockchain, stuff like that. First of all, please educate yourself on what is a currency. Because once you understand what currency is, it makes understanding cryptocurrency a whole lot easier.
Yeah, and one of the things that's important to be able to tell the difference. So, like, I think it was like a week ago, you guys were talking about like JPM coin or something like that.
The JP Morgan internal coin.
Well, and it's important to realize that cryptocurrency is basically two elements. So there's the blockchain, which is basically just a record. Like a particular way of record keeping, but there's the fact that it's distributed with a cryptographic signature. And while you can do blockchain through, you know, this centralized bank situation, you can't really do a distributed network that way. And that's really right. Where the strength of cryptocurrencies lies. So, like, there's a lot of conflation of, like, digital currency is the same as cryptocurrency,
not
is the same,
same
as
no.
Bitcoin, is no. the same as blockchain. And it's like, well, these are related. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency uses blockchain and is digital.
Yeah, they're related in the same way like an inbred cousin would be related to you. I mean, they're not even in any way in this shape or form the same thing. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. He's Joseph in New Hampshire listening to WEMJ there in the Lakes region. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
A little bit of a story I came across on Facebook. There's a man, he started a YouTube channel by the name of Robert Bodell. He is a 72-year-old war veteran. And I guess him and a buddy were in a like residential-type neighborhood, and their vehicle ran out of gas. He was saying that his friend was the one driving, so his friend went, took the gas can, walked to the gas station and had the keys with him, so there wasn't even keys with the car, and he was just standing there watching the car, and the state troopers come up and started asking him all kinds of questions and stuff, and you know, so he told them, you know, he's like, well, my buddy is on his way to go get some gas, and then we're out of here, you know, there's no keys in the vehicle, and I'm just a passenger, you know, and I think he's got like three different, he was saying he's got like two or three different types of cancer. He's got like colon cancer and skin cancer and something else. And, so anyway, when he stopped answering questions, for the troopers, he said that the trooper, beat him. He has a YouTube video where it shows the aftermath of what happened, or shows the aftermath of his face and what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bruise going all the way around his eye and going about 6 inches down his cheek. And he was saying he was beaten unconscious, tased, and then sent to the county jail. He's saying they laughed at him because he couldn't make it to the bathroom. And he's like, you know, you don't understand what it's like when you have colon cancer. You really can't help it, you know. And then after it was all done and said, because he stopped answering questions, he was charged with assault on a police officer and is looking at upwards to 10 years in prison.
Jeez, wow. That's all horrible. Because he was on the side of a road on a broke-down car just waiting for his buddy to come back, and the cops decided to F with him, basically.
Yeah, that's the alleged story that he tells. I thought you guys would like to know that. You know, I thought, you know, maybe if you guys wanted to take a look later on at his channel and see what he has to say, you know, I think he's sincere. We've talked to him over panels, and you know, he acts like he doesn't really necessarily know what's going on when it comes to the court proceedings. And I think at one point he didn't want to fight it. He was at the point where he was like, you know, they're going to come and get me, and when they do, I'm not going to go. And he pretty much, you know, I'm not going to get into too much detail about that over the radio.
Apparently there's this guy, Robert Bodell, has posted to a Vimeo channel a week ago saying that he is going to commit suicide by cop. Have you heard about this?
That's what the second video I was talking about. We have since then talked to him, and we convinced him, you know, we're like, hey, dude, you need to fight this. You know, he doesn't even have a lawyer. They haven't even gotten him a lawyer, and he has, I think, pretrial coming up. And so a few friends were talking to him in a panel, and we're like, you know, this guy said he'll take you to court. You know, we'll get you people on this. We'll get the story out.
So you talked him out of killing himself with the police, is what you're saying?
Yeah, he had that video, but he has a different video where it shows what his face looked like and stuff at the end. And he was still looking at 10 years in prison at the end of it.
Thanks for sharing that story tonight, Joseph. Unfortunately, there's just so many stories like it where police are abusing people. And this guy's in his 70s, by the way, just to be clear. He's elderly, and he's, you know, these cops weren't in their 70s, right? They're probably 30s, 20s, 40s at the oldest if they're on the streets, right? Beat up this old man and then charged him with disorderly conduct and whatever else. Attack on a police officer.
Protect and serve the crap out of him.
Well, and it's tough because, I mean, I can certainly empathize with the idea of, like, well, if something happens, what am I going to get? Justice in a court against a cop? I mean, they literally get away with murder.
Yes.
That tends to be what starts riots, but it happens all the time. They can murder people and not even get a slap on the wrist for it.
Qualified immunity.
I was following my training.
Yeah, it's a shocking story. I mean, just looking here at what he says in this video, again, Suicide by Alaska State Trooper is the name of the video. Robert Bodell, I'll put a link to it on our social media channel over at social.freetalklive.com. You can take a look at this when you get a chance. It's sad and sick and all too common. The number here, 603-283-6160. You can join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Alec Baldwin addressing the shooting on the set of his movie Rust for the very first time, saying on Saturday afternoon,
"You know, there are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a one in a trillion."
Baldwin speaking to paparazzi in Vermont there, Baldwin saying he cannot make any comments on the actual shooting, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza, but explained that's only because of the ongoing investigation. World leaders of the 20 largest economies endorsing a global minimum tax aimed at stopping big business from hiding profits in offshore entities. President Biden at that G20 summit. Next up, before he heads back to the United States, he'll attend a global climate summit, and this is USA Radio News. An investigation is underway after an Amtrak crash left three people dead and one seriously injured in South Carolina. Carolina, I should say. The North Charleston Fire Department saying that Amtrak train slammed into a vehicle about 2:30 a.m. on Saturday. Four people found near the heavily damaged vehicle. Three were pronounced dead at the scene, and paramedics treated that lone survivor who was taken to a hospital. Officials say the train was carrying about 500 passengers. None of them were hurt. Vice President Kamala Harris rolling up her sleeve on Saturday for a COVID booster shot. She got the Moderna booster in D.C., and so far the CDC has approved booster shots for folks over 65, those with pre-existing conditions, and those who work at jobs with a high risk of exposure. The White House confirming that Harris's job duties of frequent travel and meeting with many people made her also eligible for that booster. And this is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Live Saturday show. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Peter Griffin. We're going to go on here with your phone calls and thoughts. Plus, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. And they have a daily dispatch, which is a great way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, pandemic fatigue. What is it? And how do you deal with it, apparently? This is what we're going to look at here in just a little bit. But, of course, your calls come first. So let's talk to Jerome. He's in South Carolina, listening in Charleston.
Jerome!
WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, I just want to say I just saw Alec Baldwin, the P-Brand actor.
Okay, take a shot.
TV. Yeah. He's not only a murderer, he's a pervert, too. Because he's married, so-called married. To a woman like 30 years younger than him, that's on age with his daughter. So that makes him a pervert.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
He's a murderer and a pervert.
Seems like it makes him a man. I mean, historically, males have been attracted to younger women. I mean, that's nothing new.
Yeah, right. Especially when you got the money to afford them, right?
Well, yeah, hey, man, if you like them older, hey, whatever floats your boat.
Hey, would a woman that young be looking at a gray-haired old 60-something fool like that? They don't look at me like that. That's a damn
Ah, the truth comes out.
That woman, she's
not a pervert. You're just jealous.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have women want to jump on my junk, all right? You mean I'm jealous?
If you had that kind of money, you would, though.
Oh, that's a fact. I'm jealous of a murderer and a pervert, huh?
Well,
that makes no sense.
A millionaire.
You're jealous of this facet of his life. Maybe not so much the other.
All right, now look, I'm not here to defend Alec Baldwin. The guy is definitely a toxic individual, Jerome.
Murderer and a pervert.
But I do have to ask, why do you think he's a murderer?
Because he was on TV today, you know, with his wife, mm-hmm. quote unquote, trying to run interference for him, you know. Hey, I don't want to hear any excuses about, oh, she was my friend. No, that ain't good enough. The buck stops with him. He ran that whole, as we would say, shooting match. You know what? He ran that whole thing, all right?
Wait. I asked specifically why you think he's a murderer. I mean, generally, as far as murder charges are concerned, you either have to do it premeditated or sort of in the moment, right? Like, so the classic example of an in-the-moment murder would be, you know, you walk in on, or you know, somebody walks in on their wife cheating on them, and then in a fit of rage, they commit the act
jilted lover
of homicide. They didn't plan to do it, but they did it, and it's murder. Whereas a premeditated is they plotted and they intended to go and do a thing. So, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert on the law. Is there like a third class of murder that I'm leaving out here?
You just play one on the radio, right?
Huh?
You just play one on the radio, right?
No.
Hey, look here. You know what? Him trying to bow out of this like, I'm not an expert. That's just like when that lawyer got up in court in Minnesota and said, don't believe what you saw after that cop murdered George Floyd. Don't believe what you saw. Oh, there's reasonable doubt.
Well, you haven't answered the question, Jerome. What makes you think that he murdered somebody?
Because he shot a loaded gun at an innocent person.
He didn't, presumably didn't know. If he did know, then yes. You do have, in that case, likely a premeditated murder, in which case, you know, you're right about that. But at this point, there's no evidence that he was aware. He's just a dumb actor, and somebody handed him a gun. He has no knowledge and was never trained, and this is not excusing what he did, mind you. He should have the knowledge, if he's going to be handling a gun, to check it and make sure that it is safe.
And I really want to, so I don't watch celebrity gossip, even of the murder or did not murder mm-hmm. variety. Now,
but you've heard about this story, right?
It crossed my path. Yeah. I just don't care. I mean, they're celebrities. They're first-class citizens, kind of like cops and lawyers. But I
Which
mean,
is why they haven't put him in handcuffs yet.
Exactly. But I was wondering, now, did he have motive for this? Like, was this like someone who was getting in on his wife or something
like
that?
I'm like you. I have not done any significant research on this.
Jerome, you've been following this. Like, did he have motive to kill this person?
I don't know what the hell drove him to do this.
So you just think somebody pointing a gun at somebody.
The buck stops with him.
Yeah, I think. Okay. Look, I'm
he
a,
ran the whole
well,
thing.
And there is right. there is the class of where you accidentally kill someone, which
like
is manslaughter. Yeah.
Man's laughter, if you use the apostrophe appropriately.
Let me ask you this. How in the hell, for years, he plays like he's so damn smart and so sharp, and I'm such a good actor, and I'm making money off of doing Trump, and now he's dumb as a damn fence post. How the hell you pull that off?
It's called acting for a reason.
I don't know nothing. I don't know. She was a friend of mine. I'm not an expert. Okay.
Look, it is, I think, his responsibility to know how to handle a firearm, even though he's just an actor and, you know, there's people for that or whatever. That's what some of the excuses that Aria was making earlier this week when we discussed this issue. As far as I'm concerned, if there's a gun in your hand, it is your responsibility to understand how that gun works and take the responsibility of being safe with it, which is, you know, again, the number one rule of firearms is you never point a gun at something you don't intend to destroy. Obviously, when you're in a movie, you know, you have to point guns at people because that's part of the whole process. But at the very least, you ought to check, double check, and triple check to make sure that, you know, that gun is not loaded, you know, with something that is deadly.
May I ask you this?
Yes, sir.
May I ask you this?
Yeah.
Is this going to be another example of Donald John Trump saying, well, when you are a celebrity, they let you get away with it? So is that going to be another example?
It may very well be.
It's certainly possible that's how it turns out.
That makes me feel so much damn better.
Look, maybe
you shouldn't feel good about the fact that celebrities get away with way more than ordinary people in the same way that politicians and cops do.
And I think that's something we can agree with you about, Jerome. It's just that whether they're going to charge him with murder or not, I don't think it's very likely.
You know what I like about this story is that this a-hole is going to get away with this because he looks a certain way and he makes a certain amount of money. But a black man like me, I go walking down the street, and I see a bunch of white people, and they're ready to cross the street to get the hell away from me, and pose no threat to them.
That's so sad. I'm sorry that happens, Jerome. It's ridiculous.
So damn good.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. That's ridiculous and sad. The only thing I'm quibbling with you about is whether or not this was legally an act of murder. That's all. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
I'd also like to point out that regardless of skin color, I mean, the fact that he's rich and extremely famous is what played the biggest part about this. So, I mean, if this was Samuel L. Jackson or Wesley Snipes, you'd be in the same situation.
Odds are good. Let's go to Rob in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob, go ahead.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Rob?
Great. So I wanted to go back and talk with the previous caller that called in from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, you don't really see those stories like on a regular newscast or anything.
Weird.
I mean, even the kind of things that have happened to Ian that you and I, we've talked about on this show many, many times. Like, you know, Peter Heed and the judge that played, you know, grab ass up at the White Mountains and then the judge in Nashua.
There's so much corruption out there, and the mainstream media is not really interested in reporting on it because, well, their job is to back the government.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm just saying, where the hell is the outrage?
Where's the outrage? Yeah, that's a great, great point. I mean, obviously there are people who are upset, and thank you for the call, Rob. I appreciate it. That's why you did have some large protests last year with, you know, Black Lives Matter. There was a lot of people who were frustrated with the police. Unfortunately, none of the proposals that were made were in any way going to change things, with the exception of abolishing them. And, of course, no city councilor is ever going to propose that because, again, they're on the side of the police. So we're kind of...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Jacob's not there.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can follow us on our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. And you will automatically follow Free Talk Live and some of our hosts there as sort of a default when you join the site. If you want to unfollow us, you can do that. We won't be offended. But the thing about our social media site is it's not run by big tech. It's run by us. And so you've got more freedom to speak on social.freetalklive.com. Head over there and check that out when you get a chance. That's social.freetalklive.com. Just a moment ago, we had Robert in Vermont call in, and I felt like what he said deserved a little bit more commentary because it was kind of coming toward the end of the segment. And, you know, frustrated by the fact the media doesn't cover police corruption, judges being corrupt. I mean, every now and then you will see a story in the mainstream media. Like, for instance, I remember there was a police chief here in the Keene area a couple of years ago that got arrested and charged and convicted for, like, raping children. So, yeah. Every now and then there will be one story that's big enough to come out and kind of make a splash. But for the most part, I do agree with Robert that the media kind of covers for the cops. They don't really do much of a good job at really, rooting out all of the corruption that exists, or even a fraction of the corruption that exists. They just, it's just, for whatever reason, they don't feel like that's their job.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do that. And so what do you do about that? I mean, people are frustrated. There were protests last year, and a lot of frustration went out into the streets about police corruption and police violence and murders by police and things like that. And, you know, when I saw those things happening, I thought, okay, this is good. You know, I'm glad to see people are out there expressing themselves about this. And what did they get back, you know, from politics? Well, of course, pandering.
Yes.
The politicians, oh, yeah, we really can. We see your concerns.
We will introduce a bill called the Defunding of Police Bill in which we will do nothing.
No, we will do something. We will give them more funding.
or they'll, you know, there have been some minor tweaks that have sort of been proposed, like, oh, the police shouldn't have to deal with certain types of calls. We need to have a mental health professional show up instead of a cop. And, like, that's not a terrible idea on its own.
Certainly better than what currently exists.
But whether those ever really got any kind of traction, I don't know. That's one of the things where, you know, the news media doesn't really, like, follow these,
they don't follow
these stories.
I kind of wish one of the, I wish someone had gone, you know, maybe we shouldn't have given them all of this military equipment.
That's one.
It seems to make them more militarized.
Yeah, that is definitely a good point. There was a bill in State House here in New Hampshire to end the militarization of the police, to defund them in that way. Unfortunately, I don't think it made
or
it
maybe,
out of the
just
committee.
Maybe, you should require police officers to have a huge amount of de-escalation training, empathy training, and probably a longer period of time for training than, oh, something like, say, a cosmetologist or a, you know, a barber, something like that, because currently they're about the same duration of training.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think any of those things will really make a huge difference. I mean, they're not a bad idea,
yeah,
but because you've got essentially a monopoly on violence, it's inevitably going to attract more psychopaths than would otherwise be attracted to.
They don't have an incentive to do the right thing for human beings in their particular employment.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because the system has no incentive to behave in the right way.
Right.
Because you have to fund them. Because no matter how bad they are, no matter how many, you know, heads they bash against the pavement, no matter how many wrongful arrests that they conduct, no matter how corrupt these people are, if you don't pay for them, they will come after you,
yep.
And they will take your property from you by force if necessary. If you try to defend your property, what you think is your property, they will kill you.
Yep.
And they will not be held responsible for that either.
In the rare instance when, you know, somebody in, like, law enforcement, for example, wrongs a citizen and it goes to court,
mm-hmm.
And, again, this is a rare situation, and the court rules in favor of the citizen who had the rights violated.
Yeah.
Right? The court rules in favor and awards them some degree of money.
Well, in George Floyd's case, he's dead, so he doesn't get any money.
Of course.
In that case.
But let's just say that this is how it plays out. Now, where does that money come from? Does it come from the police who wronged this person?
No.
They take it from the taxpayers.
That's right.
So no matter who wins, the taxpayer loses.
That's right.
Not even, certainly not from the individual that did the wrong. Not even from the department.
Right. Correct.
And I'd like to point out that this is one of the things that that the left actually has right. The defund the police. And that's why they're trying to distract them from it. Like, there are a couple of things that the left has really right, and one of them is their opposition to corporate control,
mm-hmm.
And another one is the opposition to police power. And I think this is...
But that's not, like, all the left. It's only some of the left. There's plenty of the left that loves themselves a cop.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. If that's what the left has right, what does the right have left?
And I think that these are some of the things that a lot of the wokeness stuff is really trying to distract them from. Because here we have something that, like, oh, well, see, we can even have, you know, gay pride cop cars and things like that. And, like, you know, really, you know, diversity and intersectionality and all of that stuff as a distraction from where they're actually right on things.
Mm. Yeah, like, it would be somehow better if, you know, the cop that's choking you out cares about gay people.
Right.
Right? Or he's got pink on for breast cancer. Let's go to Bob. He's in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob.
Hey there. I couldn't help but to hear the gentleman that was on before, and he was referring to Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
And he said he was a murderer. Well, I was listening to a talk on the radio with attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
They were referring to Arizona law, which is where this all occurred, I believe.
That was New Mexico, but I am not positive.
New Mexico, yeah, I'm sorry. I was touring around town in my Chevrolet.
I hate to say I mix those two up frequently.
Yeah, it's some say tomato and some say tomato, I understand. So what they were saying was that he was grossly negligent and showed disregard in the handling of a firearm. for human right of life. Therefore, it is in that state considered third-degree murder.
Oh, third-degree.
Now,
okay.
I would Google it. Yeah, I would Google it if you know, to get the exact parlance that they used, which would be in your Black's Law Dictionary, which I don't have a copy of. But that would be something to look up.
Because right, I had asked out loud, is there another degree of murder I'm unaware of? And maybe some states have third degree, others don't. I don't know.
I think third degree murder and manslaughter might be, I don't know. I'm not familiar
it's
enough.
It's something that I'd have to research.
Yeah, just on a cursory view, it looks like they're the same thing. It's still an unintentional killing.
Third degree murder is the same as manslaughter, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. On a cursory view, they're both at least unintentional killings.
Gotcha. Bob, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but I like the way you guys speak of the police when they're acting in as rastaleros, as my friend from Texas would call them.
All too frequently.
And they serve a spanking on occasion. I'm sorry.
Oh, they act rascalerous all too frequently.
Yeah, well, it's because they can get away with it and they know it. And a lot of the people that become cops, that's one of the reasons they become cops. In fact, remember there was a story out of Manchester, New Hampshire this year?
Yeah,
where they actually advertised publicly when they were trying to hire cops, they advertised qualified immunity as a job benefit, as a perk.
In the list, like retirement plan, 401k, qualified immunity.
Right. That's basically a signal saying, hey, if you want to get away with some stuff, you know, if you want to be violent and get away with it and have no actual responsibility for your actions, come work for us. And that's how it is.
Well, on the other hand, you also have frivolous complaints made. And you've heard them, I'm sure. There's a lot of frivolous complaints made against them, which is why I believe that cop cams are very necessary when it comes to enforcing the law.
Well, here's one thing. If the cops didn't have as many damn laws to enforce, or if they only went after people who are murderers or rapists or, you know, arsonists, then I think you'd have a lot fewer complaints against them because they're frequently just going after people for speeding tickets, marijuana possession,
bureaucratic violations.
Underage drinking.
Points there. There are too many laws. I'll agree with that.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. Now, the police, by the way, have discretion. So even though there's a bunch of laws on the books, cops,
supposedly,
if they were actual good people, they could just say, "Oh, this is bad law.
We only punish unauthorized crime anyway."
What's that?
We only punish unauthorized crime. They're authorized.
That's
crime.
True. Yep. 603-283-6160. It's not murder when they do it. Then it's a legal taking of a life. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.